started?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Jason and Steve with... See, you guys are looking at me. I can't do this. This is Jason and Steve with Ripped in Half.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. You want a cookie?
Mom, meatloaf.
Watch this.
Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil. Slower and several. I'm lowering my level. Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil.
We're talking about the Baymax. He's like, we could do that.
Yeah.
You introduced
not
Mike.
Whenever you
I brought this
to
out in 1980. You could do that with TiVo. What's that?
What the hell's TiVo?
So welcome to the first episode of Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
And shall we begin?
All right. This is our first podcast together.
It is.
We've been planning it for a while, actually.
Yeah, we've been planning it for a little bit. The idea of wanting to do it with Jason came to me after him talking about his other podcast at... Maybe some of the 8 people that listen to that are listening now.
Yeah, if you listen to all 4 episodes of it, and the 9 hours that will never see the light of day again.
Yeah. Some of you may have even emailed talking about that girl who sounds like she smokes too much cigarettes.
Like that one person who commented?
Didn't she even mention about wanting to make t-shirts about that or something?
No, we had like a thing where we'll give away a t-shirt, whoever listened to it.
Yeah.
We'd hang out for you for a day or some shit like that. We'd ride go-karts together, that's what we told them. We'd get a free t-shirt.
Maybe take you and get you a little Happy Meal at McDonald's.
Oh, fuck that. I'll say the same thing I said the first time. I was like, I don't want to hang out with you. Well, if you beat us in go-kart racing, we like, hang out with you. Or it's like, I don't want to hang out with losers.
I don't know, dude. I'm a mean kart driver.
I always want to go to those, though. They have them in Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got. I see it every day when I drive to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they converted a warehouse into it.
Well, what's that big one that everybody's always talking about?
It's probably that one. It's by the Speedway.
Is it?
It's just up the street from the Speedway.
I thought there was one out in like Temecula or something that everyone talked about.
Maybe. And we're located in California if you don't know where these places are.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember one of the radio programs, they were giving away Green Day tickets, but in order to win them, you had to show up with your grandmother and the grannies raced, and whichever grandma won, she won the tickets for
That's
you.
That's dangerous.
I know.
having old people drive, and two, like, they don't want to use a fucking go-kart.
Well,
not since the bumper cars back at the fair.
Well, no, you know the problem.
When the circus
came you know the big problem they ran into though. Right off the bat, none of the old ladies would drive, and so they had to kind of cut off air from it and ask, you know, what's going on. The biggest issue they had is they couldn't find the blinker.
It's a true story.
Part of it. Part of it was true.
Some grannies came for a contest.
That part, they
couldn't drive.
Yeah, that part was actually
couldn't
true.
Find the blinker.
I just made up the blinker.
Get a rim shot.
I'm sorry.
Rim shot at the end of that joke. I'm more like a wah wah. Wah wah. Well, I want to go back to podcasting again.
Yeah.
So bad, too. It was so much fun doing it.
Well, I thought it intrigued me.
Yeah. And like, I listen to, like, a shitload of podcasts. Some from the very beginning, which are terrible, like this one.
He does. He'll download 180 episodes, like, 3 years later, and then start at the very beginning and go through them.
It's good that way, though, because I can hear
and
them
then tell
back.
Me about them.
Yeah, but then you're, like, totally lost in inside jokes of what they developed over the series.
I know. Yeah, listen to some of the shit that's like not even relevant anymore. It's like, what?
Well, if you're barely jumping in, yeah, it makes sense that you won't get it. But I like listening to those things, dude. They kill my time at work. So that or audiobooks, because I don't read.
You loser.
But I find myself saying like, oh yeah, I read that. You see people's expressions change when you tell them, yeah, I heard the audiobook. My niece still thinks I read all these books, she tells me.
Oh, really?
She recommends all these books and shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So did you get that book? It's like, oh, yeah, I read it. Didn't like the ending. Then they question me, so I have to, like, you know, throw in some shit that's actually in there so they actually believe it.
That's right. I don't think I can read Illuminati Schnickets either.
That's why that movie franchise didn't pick up, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
All those, when Harry Potter came out, all these people tried to jump on that. Try to be the next fucking Harry Potter.
Well, Lemony Snicket was out for a long time, I think even before Harry Potter.
Yeah, but like, you know, once some movie made it big, you know, they're trying to grab what they can. Same as like Marvel movies and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Once one's big, they fucking, let's grab them all and see what we can do.
Yeah. Well, some Russian douchebag tried that by writing his own books, but instead of it being a wizard, he wrote about a witch, and instead of a lightning scar, she had a mole on her cheek.
Evil wizard gave her a mole on her face?
I don't know the whole premise, but a lot of it was pretty much the same thing about Harry Potter, but it was with some girl in a witch school, and she had that mark, and yeah.
That's terrible. She got like a mole on the middle of her face, like on her forehead, or like her
I think
nose?
It was like on her cheek or chin or something. Yeah, needless to say, J.K. Rowling sued and won.
She grew up to be Nanny McPhee.
Welcome to the show, Steph.
Yeah, I know. That was my wife, Stephanie. She'll be occasionally.
She came out
us.
Here to smoke, and we threw her in the first episode. So
yeah, we kind of pirated her away onto this. So you may hear occasional snippets from her.
You could just hear the dead air from her mic and the traffic in the background.
We are outside. And you'll hear occasionally in other episodes, too, as we commandeer her and make her come outside and join us.
Yeah.
Freezing in her pink school PJs.
I see her catchphrase. She's not saying it, Steve.
Hell.
You're giving me a catchphrase. I have to have it myself. I have to have my own.
Well, it was kind of already established before.
That's somebody else's catchphrase.
Yeah, she doesn't like Family Guy.
Not a whole lot.
I married a woman who doesn't like Family Guy. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know this before we got married. I am sorry. As everybody else listening going, I don't like that fucking show either.
Well, then you probably won't like this show then.
Because I like zombies.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, the show she hates, she doesn't like you. She's not a zombie person at all, but by God.
I'm not a zombie person.
She got pissed off when The Walking Dead had its season finale.
Got a marathon going on next week, all the episodes.
I still haven't even watched them all. I have them all recorded, I just haven't watched them.
Yeah, they're fucking
Tuesday,
good.
Tuesday, all the episodes.
You'll be at the bar.
She's going to record that shit for me.
I ain't got a tape big enough. Besides, the only tape I have free, I have Scott Pilgrim on, and I ain't getting rid of that.
You recorded on a VHS?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I thought you recorded. She said she recorded to the Xbox.
No, you can't record it on the Xbox. What I did is because we have the VCR-DVD combo, but it won't let us play the DVD and record at the same time. So I just put the movie into the Xbox, ran it to the VCR, recorded it on tape. And we sat and watched it last night. For the umpteenth time.
I know, dude. I've watched the movie several times. It's a great movie.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. It's actually one of the best movies I've seen in quite a while.
She dust. That's the best. I still love that line. And the cleaning lady, she picks up dust.
She does.
She does.
She does. She does.
You will notice throughout the show and other shows, we tend to reference movies and one-liners from them.
We'll reference a lot of movies, one-liners,
yeah,
comics, movies, television.
Cartoons.
A lot of cartoons.
Especially Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a ton of those.
Yeah, a lot of Family Guy. Buzzing.
There'll be some South Park in there, because, you know, they did it too.
Yeah.
Simpsons. I'm not liking the new Simpsons, really.
Hey, the new format.
Random. Yeah,
a lot of it really is, you know, one, it's getting very Lisa-heavy.
Yeah, I've said that before, too. I don't care for any Lisa episodes, even back in the day. I never care for episodes about her.
And it seems like a lot of the stuff is really just redone shit that they've done in a lot of the other episodes. You know, it's...
Well, you're going on a lot of years. You got to make it... It's hard to make it something that new.
No, I understand that. But... Okay, like the Treehouse of Horrors. I used to love the Treehouse of Horrors.
Oh, the last one sucked balls.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You know, they'd come up with some cool freaking shit. And then this last one, let's parody Twilight.
Okay. They parody Twilight, and the next one they actually talk shit about Twilight, I think. The last episode. Not this current one we're actually recording on, but last week, I think.
I didn't see it last week. I keep missing it.
Yeah, so I've been randomly catching them. I only catch it after I watch everything else on Hulu. It's like nothing's coming up yet. Like, oh, I still got the Simpsons episode left over. Put that on, go to sleep.
Yeah. This, in the new format, the things they've been doing haven't been all that great. Although, I did like the episode today.
I see today's episode.
Yeah, it was actually a Mo episode.
A Mo episode?
It was a Mo episode.
The last Mo episode was also a Lisa episode.
Not this one. This one's actually...
Where he did he went on American Idol.
No, he's not gay.
Yeah, no, the American Idol one. No, this one is actually a Mo and Smithers episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't actually recall ever seeing any of the kids in it. You see Homer here and there a little bit, and like maybe two scenes with Marge. So
was it actually a good episode?
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
That means it was awful.
Yeah.
If Steve liked it, it probably wasn't that great.
Yeah, huh. Well, I just goes to tell you that Scott Pilgrim sucked. It tanked and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I liked it.
They actually didn't do as well as they thought in the theaters. But, like, you couldn't find the DVD, you couldn't find for shit.
Yeah.
Anywhere when that movie came out.
I think that was more one of those movies, too, where, you know, kind of spread word of mouth. The first people were like, eh.
Yeah, they had a big thing. Comic-Con, they had a huge, huge building with a big-ass sign. Like one of the motels, or the hotels, one of the hotels. It was like a 2-foot sign. Yeah. No, but one of the Marriott or some shit like that, yeah. Huh. Had a fucking huge one that took almost the whole building. No, yeah. Scott Pilgrim poster.
Oh, because I remember when I first saw the trailer ad for it on Hulu, I was like, I didn't even watch the trailer. I'm like, hey, the whole synopsis just seemed stupid. Finally, actually saw a trailer for it, though, and piqued my interest, but it was still one of those, it just looks so indie. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not a huge indie fan. There's some indie films I like. A lot of indie films I don't, though, because a lot of it, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's a bunch of hipster crap.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that. I'm not a hipster. I'm not into the whole hipster beatnik crap. I'm not. But the more I saw the trailers, actually, the better it looked, and some of the stuff looked kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard how it did in theaters. Never heard anybody talk about it until you ended up getting the DVD and told me about it, and then loaned it to me.
I actually thought you wouldn't like it, actually.
Really?
Because, like, well, last when I lent it to you, it's like, yeah, you'll love the movie. It's fucking great. It's like, I'll find a problem with it. Yeah. And I was like, after, like, when I got home, I was like, he probably is. But what you liked, I actually thought you wouldn't like.
Really?
Which,
like, what?
Was the Matthew Patel.
Oh, no, I love that.
But he starts dancing and shit, and they're like, what the fuck?
That's,
and, like,
actually that, my
that's
favorite.
What I thought, too, when he started dancing. Like, what the fuck? And his sister that, too.
Yeah,
like,
no, I did, too, but at the same time, as he started kind of getting into it, I was like, you know, I kind of like this. It was my favorite part of it, actually. I didn't care for the demon hipster chick thing. I did not care for that. Yeah, could have done without that.
That, but, was no, in the books, though.
That was, yeah, no, I get that. But, no, the whole fireball thing and all that, I loved that. I thought that was cool. Although the part where, you know, Scott throws a symbol at him, though, he's like, that doesn't even rhyme. I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. No, that actually all rhymed. Okay, Scott. That's, like, the only real fault I've noticed about it, but yeah. I think that was more humor. Haha. No, I thought it was funny, especially Macaulay Culkin's brother in that movie. I can never remember his fucking name.
Yeah, I keep forgetting
the younger Culkin kid. I loved him as Wallace in that.
Yeah, he actually played a great role in that.
No, he did. Actually, a very convincing role.
Why? Because he kissed that guy.
It was a possibility.
That convinced me. Now both brothers have played gay parts.
Yeah.
What's that?
Both of them played gay parts.
Yeah, they have. Macaulay Culkin did that one. They had Marilyn Manson, too. It was that Party World or something?
Yeah, something like Party Monster.
Party Monster, yeah. Yeah.
I have not seen that. It kept coming up on IFC for a while, and I just never watched it.
I haven't either. It looked interesting. The only time I've seen it was at a video store around here, the one by the grocery store. No use even saying the name. People out of state.
It's not the same anymore.
Yeah. That's where I first saw it, but no, that's the only time I ever saw Party Monster, and I almost rented it, but then I got something else more current that I wanted to see. But no, I wanted to see that movie. It looked neat. Mm-hmm. I heard some other people talk about it and say, yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's good.
You know, I'll listen to the audiobook and get back to you.
Are you sure you don't want to just watch the movie with the commentary turned on? Maybe you can find out a podcast about it. It'll help you get through work.
They do help me get through work. Some podcasts are the really highlight of my week. It sucks when you catch up to all of them because then you got to wait.
Yeah.
And I got to find a new one. And usually most of them kind of suck. Ours sucks, but you know.
Yeah.
That's no, ours great. Is going to be the greatest ever. Yeah, listen to us every right. week. Wondering what the hell we're going to say now.
Yeah, we'll be number one on iTunes. We'll beat out Corolla.
Even I won't think that.
No, it does suck, though, when you get caught up on shit. It's like the shows I watch on Hulu, I'm totally like, caught up now. So I'm like, fuck. I can't wait till next Thursday when everything's going to be out new for me. It's like I started watching that in Ordinary Family. That's it's an interesting show. It's like...
I didn't want to see that because it's on the second season now, right?
No. It's still first season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was on the second now. So.
No, it's still the first season.
You mean Modern Family?
No.
This one called Ordinary Family?
No Ordinary Family.
No Ordinary
yeah,
Family.
Yeah, it's like Lost meets Fantastic Four.
That could sound awesome, but no.
Oh, no, in that it has that air of mystery, like Lost, like, okay, what's going on?
They were
on?
In space and got powers, shit. And then
close,
they landed on an
close,
island.
And then they landed on an island.
Close. They were actually in
monster.
An air. They were in a fucking airplane, and the plane went down, and they crashed somewhere in South America in a lake.
And they got powers.
Yes.
they does, do. Okay, that does sound like Lost.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
There's a rock guy.
It's funny you say that, because it's got Michael Chiklis in it. And when you know he has all the powers of the Thing mixed in with the Hulk. He can jump super far like the Hulk, but then just like the Thing, he is super strong. Yeah, more or less impervious to fire. All sorts of shit. I'm like, and this is executive produced by Michael Chiklis too. Go figure. So I'm going to.
And he used to be a rogue cop too. That's his backstory.
No, and it's funny because he actually is works with the police force too.
He just typecasts himself in like from two different movies, a movie and a show.
Yeah,
he typecasts himself.
Well, instead of being just an out and out cop, he is a sketch artist for the police station. That's what he
does.
This
guy looks very artistic. I imagine.
And his sidekick is the assistant DA, who sets up his garage like the Batcave, with computers and everything.
And she can turn herself in the fire.
No, she has super speed and works for, she's a scientist, works for the genetic company that, unknown to her, creates the shit that makes the superheroes and supervillains. Their daughter is an empath. She can not only read minds, but by touching you, see what you've seen. And then their son is a super brain. Yeah, you can like calculate and figure out anything by looking at it and break it down mathematically and what's wrong with shit. But the show's not bad. You know, the big boss of the fucking company is like the big baddie who's giving people superpowers and sending them out to do bad shit.
Okay, and so they it's did, like Meet the Incredibles.
Kind of. Yeah, it's kind of got the Incredibles thrown into boot too, with Michael Chiklis as Mr. Incredible. And no, and it's funny though you mentioned the flame thing because one of the villains they had to fight. Wouldn't you know, Flame On was a pyro guy who could turn his whole body into fire and fly around.
How did they get away with shit like that, dude?
Because he
should
was
be knocking on the door.
Because he was
him.
A villain and he didn't go by the Human Torch. And of course, they probably killed him at the end of the episode.
They ran
the
out
whole
of
idea
there.
Of the power alone is enough to get Marvel knocking on your fucking door, yeah. telling you like, "Hey, you know, you can't do that. We invented that. Well, Stan Lee does, but we own it now."
Yeah, because yeah, we're a company founded on one man's brain, but we take all.
Well, two guys. You got Mike, Jack Kirby.
Well, most of it though was all Stan Lee. Right down to the, I love the whole Spider-Man idea. He goes to the boss, I got this idea for a Spider-Man guy. Oh, no, that sucks. People don't want bugs. It's their fucking top-rated hero now. Yeah, but Marvel, like, revamps so many of their characters and completely redoes them all. I mean, they've had, like, two different Human Torches. Before Johnny Storm was a Human Torch, the original Human Torch was an android.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Who looked human if kept in a vacuum-sealed area, but moment his skin touches oxygen, flambe. Mm-hmm. He's torch. And I don't think he flew around.
Like the original one?
Yeah, the original
Human Torch. They have the cover where he's flying.
No, that's with the Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay.
That's Human Torch with the Fantastic Four. There was a Human Torch before him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it was in one of their Fantastic Tales.
Oh.
Is what it was. You know, when they first started doing the Marvel's Fantastic Tales and everything, which is how they also debuted Spider-Man. Yeah, the original Human Torch.
Amazing Fantasy.
Yeah, Amazing Fantasy, thank you. The original Human Torch.
Before you get fucking bombarded by fucking
I know.
People fucking more nerdier than you.
Yeah, emails and tweets by everybody, right?
Because we have one of those right now. We have an email and a tweet.
Yeah, we will. Not by the time the show airs, but
by the time the show airs, we did, but we won't be able to announce it now.
No, and thank God, because I don't want angry nerds going, "Oh, it's Amazing Fantasy."
You might have just got a lot of people just to delete this right now based on your fucking
ignorance alone. That are going to say, "Amazing nerds, he knows us."
Is that a superhero group too? Yeah. Is that a comic book? Amazing Nerds.
I think that was called Marvel Outcast.
Is that a Marvel podcast?
But yeah, Human Torch was first an android, and just like the Hulk was gray.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
and Beast was a guy.
Yeah, he was. And then he further his mutation by trying to make himself normal. Sucks to be him.
He looked pretty normal to begin with.
Well, he was more stocky and, big feet and this and that and uber agile. But no, then eventually, after becoming the whole geneticist thing, he tried to find a cure for it and instead triggered a latent mutation that made him blue. Yeah, let's see what happens when you fuck with genetics. It's bad enough God already twisted you enough. Now you're going to fuck with him and spit in his eye and make yourself more twisted.
So I think he just really said that he didn't have a cool superpower.
Well, aside from being strong and acrobatic, I don't think being blue is... he wasn't insanely huge. He was beefy and stocky. He wasn't insanely huge,
though.
When
did he pass off? No one's going to fucking... That's a mutant!
Well,
he just started throwing fucking
he had abnormally large hobbit feet and shit like that. He didn't wear shoes.
So he's a fucking freak, but it doesn't mean you automatically outcast him as a fucking mutant.
Well, that's what he was in the comics.
That's what he was, but you're not going to fucking see that walking down the street. Now he's fucking blue.
Yeah, I know. Well, see, now he's not even blue. He even looks more like an animal. He actually has a lot of feline characteristics now.
Yeah, it depends who draws him. Maybe.
No, that's what I'm saying. The newer versions, that's how they've started designing him. And then there were two. My wife just now went inside, so she won't be joining us the rest of the show. But you know what I'm like excited for?
Hmm.
The new Thor movie. That looks fucking cool to me. Yeah, it looks.
I haven't seen any videos.
Really, dude? No, fucking.
They were at Comic Con. I saw the guy.
No, look it up on Hulu. Yeah, they've got a whole fucking trailer for it. Natalie Portman's in it too, so. That's hot.
She's pregnant now. See the Golden Globes?
No, I didn't. She's pregnant? I didn't even know she was dating anyone.
Yeah, the choreographer for The Swan.
Oh, for Black Swan?
Yeah, she married that. She's going to marry that guy.
Oh, that
actually
movie,
engaged and
that
shit.
That movie looks pretty good. Really dark and twisted.
That's what I hear.
It has Mila Kunis in it. I like her.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really twisted because the guy did Requiem.
Ooh, okay. But anyways, no, the new Thor does look fucking tight. And they actually kept one thing in there I was hoping they were going to do. Because one thing that has kind of been irking me about some of the movies based off comics is how much they changed the look of the characters. I mean, X-Men, they don't have any of their fucking normal costumes, like all black. All
right. They reference it, though.
Yeah, they make a joke about it. And they have some things, like if you look at Wolverine's fucking costume, he's got yellow stripes sewn in. Okay. Other than that, yeah, you made our X-Men gothic. Thank you. Emo mutants.
I didn't think that when I saw that. I thought they were, like, emo looking.
No, not really. I was just joking.
I was like, they look still, like they're ready to go in a fucking...
I don't know. I still...
In space.
I still would have rather, seeing somewhat more of the actual costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I think, Wolverine's. Hugh Jackman could have pulled that off, made it look fucking awesome. That's my opinion.
With the blue and yellow, you think it could?
Oh, yeah. I think it could have been designed just right to be fucking cool. But no, the one thing they did which I'm happy for in Thor, is when it comes to Loki, they didn't take away his fucking big old horns that he wears on his fucking headband helmet thing. He has them. I saw that brief glimpse of it in the trailer. I was like, yes, they kept that. Because that was part of Loki's look, damn it. Don't take away the hero look.
He did that fist pump thing to yourself when you watched it.
Oh, that's right. I was like, yes.
He just like pumped his fist.
That's right. Yes. I was like, fist pump. I was happy for that. I was like, finally, thank you. That's why I'm glad Marvel Studios is doing that one instead of some other studio that just wants to change everything. Huh. Like they do with the Green Goblin outfit.
I didn't like that either. I think it was fucking stupid.
No, I didn't like it. I mean, okay, I kind of understand you needed some sort of facial part, and it's hard to make it where it's old mouth moving like the costume. But did you really need to make him naked? At least give him the fucking goblin costume. That was part of how he looked, and it made it look cool. I didn't like that. I didn't like what they did with Venom.
You like how Venom looked? Fine.
I didn't like, number one, how small he looked. Yeah, I get Topher Grace is small.
Topher is like not that big guy. Eddie Brock in the comic is actually more buff and shit.
Yeah, I know.
That jock and shit.
Well, no, even if you look at Venom now, because they've gone through, they're on their third Venom. The Venom now is the guy who was Scorpion. I don't remember his real name. But he's got out of the Scorpion suit finally. Mm-hmm. Well, he's now melded with the Venom symbiosis. Well, the dude himself is really fucking small. But when he turns into Venom, he's still big and beasty. They could have done that. And they could have done away with the fucked up jagged spider lines, you know, from the Spider-Man outfit. Venom didn't have that. He didn't need to add that. What the hell? And furthermore, where the hell was the fucking tongue? It's like Venom's thing is that fucking big-ass beasty tongue with the green shit dripping down. You know, that's one of the things that made Venom look so menacing and... Yeah, took that away. But by God, when you show Topher Grace, whatever the fuck is his last name? Is it Grace?
It's Grace, yes.
Yeah, Topher Grace. Without the Venom mask on or the headpiece, you still gave him sharp teeth. What? That didn't make any sense. So when other studios take on these things, they change so much. And I mean, yeah, I get... That Sam Raimi changed all that because he didn't even want Venom. He did not.
Yeah, it was just too many people.
No, it wasn't too many people. It was too many people. It's not just that. His whole knowledge of Spider-Man and fan base of Spider-Man was from between the 60s and 70s version. Venom didn't make an appearance until like the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows nothing of Venom, anything. He did not want Venom, period. But it was one of the studio head honcho execs that came to him and said, no, you are putting him in this movie. The fans want Venom. So they threw him in for like the last 30 minutes and fucked it all up. The Sandman was cool. I give it that. Didn't care for the Venom. I was thoroughly disappointed. And then to turn around and kill him off instantly too. It's like, oh, you bitches.
They made it so like, you're not sure if he killed him though.
Oh no. If you watch, when he throws the fucking the pumpkin bomb in there, which doesn't even look like a pumpkin, you see the skeleton of Topher of Eddie Brock vaporize, like when the pumpkin bomb kills everybody else, how they did that flash, and you see their skeleton vaporize. No, you see Eddie Brock do that. So the whole Eddie Brock...
It's been a while since I've seen the movie. The worst part of that movie is just the dance scene.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that movie, too, was just so... wordy, mouthy, overdrawn. I didn't like that. The first two, for what they're worth, were good. Again, didn't care for the Goblin. I liked Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, he did play a good Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, he... something Molino. I can't remember his first name right now. Did a great job.
Uh-huh.
Even looked the role. I think the only thing about that I didn't like is he wasn't quite as menacing, crazy enough that Octopus is. You know what I mean? But I still did a great job. And that's actually one moment where I don't care that they didn't do the whole octopus outfit. Because I didn't want to see him in green spandex. That's one that I didn't care for. you know, them messing with. I don't need that. Oh, yeah, and I didn't like fucking Goblin Jr.'s outfit thing. I'm going to ride on a flying snowboard and look like a fucking ninja. Stupid. What? You're supposed to be the fucking next goblin, you dumbass. So, yeah, that's why I'm so glad now that Marvel has their own movie studio and are making their own movies. Because Iron Man was good. Iron Man 2, good.
I've never seen any of the Iron Mans, actually.
Oh, they were good. I liked them. The Incredible Hulk. Yeah, The Incredible Hulk, good.
All of them?
Nah, not the Ang Lee Hulk. Not that one. I'm talking about the one that Marvel did, The Incredible Hulk. That one was good. And actually kind of seemed to pick up or tie in along with the actual TV series in a way, which is neat. But, so that was good.
Is it true Lou Ferrigno? Is that right?
Lou Ferrigno.
Is he deaf?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, or at least mostly deaf. Yeah, I think has some slight hard hearing.
Something happened or just hearing loss?
I think he's born that way.
Oh, so he's always been that way. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I met him at Comic-Con, too, when I met Paunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all part of some Snickers or Butterfinger ad campaign. And so, like, at him, Paunch, and some other girl who I didn't know who the hell she was, but they were, like, signing autographs and shit.
Huh.
Most people in that group who wait in line are pretty much mostly focused on Paunch.
Well, it's Paunch, dude.
Well, yeah.
But, no, I'm looking forward to the new Thor, and the next one they're doing, of course, Captain America. And I think they're all supposed to be doing Ant-Man, but it's all gearing up for the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the shit. So I'm excited for that. And then, of course, you know, just so we don't get any hate mails, we got to mention, of course, Green Lantern. That's coming out.
With the CGI suit.
It looks cool, though. I think it looks neat. And I like how, too, they're having the whole Green Lantern Corp in this. Mm-hmm. You know, the planet, everything. Shows all the other Green Lanterns. And it's not just instantly Sinestro as the villain. You know, it's a totally different villain. They show Sinestro in this as a Green Lantern before he goes all bad villainous. I don't know if he'll be the bad guy in the second one or if they're saving that for the third. Who knows? I just think it's cool that they did it.
Yeah. He's not doing Deadpool no more, huh?
I think that was still in the works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thought they weren't going to work on it now.
No.
Too much of him as a fucking...
No, I think Ryan Reynolds still really wants to do that.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah, that one would be neat. Of course, they're doing another Wolverine movie.
Are they?
Yeah. X-Men Origin Wolverine 2. That one's going to be supposed to be done. They're also doing X-Men First Year or Year One.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, it's First Year.
And also, aside from all the spinoffs, I read that when they had the studio announced that, yes, they are going to do X-Men 4.
On top of X-Men First Year?
Yeah.
Bring aside everybody back?
Aside from the spinoffs and everything, they are doing an X-Men 4. Now, I don't know if they're going to get Halle Berry back as Storm, nor will they get Anna Paquin back as Rogue. I think that's why in the movies they kind of killed off the whole, Rogue thing. She doesn't have her powers now. I don't know what they're going to do with that one, considering that the third one did end with that, it's only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But they may have just gotten rid of her because Anna Paquin was one of those, we're not. Getting Oscars for this role and paid enough recognition, blah, blah, blah. That was Halle Berry's biggest bitch when it came to playing the role of Storm. In the first two movies, she had very little screen time. That's part of why in the third one they made it really Storm heavy. But, so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that one turns out. I don't know if they're going to try and get everyone back, or if they're going to start going with the whole X-Men New Mutants arc of it, which they most likely will.
I have nothing to add to this right now, because I don't know much shit about, like, just most comics. Like, I know a lot shit about comics, but not that much anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I occasion the Barnes & Nobles where they have like all of them in one book set, and I'll go through them. You know, get myself caught up, you know, fucking Wikipedia the shit, look it up.
I've done that.
Yeah, you know, I did that when it came to Planet of the Apes because I heard they're making a new one.
Another new one? Or what do you mean, that first, the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Another new one. However, and then this is why I went online to check it out. I was curious if it was going to be a sequel to that or if it's like its own standalone remake or whatnot. Found out that, no, it's actually a prequel to the original series. It's going to be about how everything
so that's
started.
Like that was the fourth one, wasn't it?
No, because in that one they went back in time and altered the
timeline.
And that
made, that's why the first one happened.
No.
That's why apes came to be.
No, because if you remember in the fifth one, the apes made peace with the humans because of, what the hell's his name? Caesar's time amongst the humans and this and that. After his parents, you know, swapped him with the circus ape. That way he didn't get killed. No, this is supposed to be how everything started before the original Planet of the Apes movie. Yeah, they really went funky with the timeline thing after number three. So.
Yeah, so three, they go back in time. Four.
The end of three, they go back in time. The fourth one.
The fourth one, they're slaves, and, like, he rises up. The fifth
no,
one.
No, that's...
You yeah, that's right. They... Because
yeah.
First one, you know, they
yeah,
come.
Yeah, so
the second
end of the
one,
end of second one,
they
go
blow
back.
Up.
Yeah, the end of the second one, they escape and go back in time. And the third one takes place with them back in time. The fourth one, he rises up. Fifth one, he makes peace with the humans. Because
mm-hmm.
The gorillas killed his son. You know, an ape shall not kill ape. But no, the prequel is supposed to be how it all started prior to the first movie, before the whole jumping around in the time stream thing.
There'd be hardly any apes in it at all.
We
blew everything up. That's how it happened. And then you would think by
according to the
natural selection, they just kind of became the next race.
No, not, no.
Well, yeah, because you blew it up. There's no people. Well, there's people, but, you know, they're fucking retarded.
Before the whole blowing up of everything, the way it started happening, as told in the third film, was that there was some weird plague thing affecting cats and dogs and normal pets. So people eventually started taking apes on as pets, taught them how to do...
That's how that timeline works. But even if it did happen...
No, this is what, you know, the two apes who went back in time were telling the people
how it
all
happened.
Yeah,
I remember that part, but...
This was, you know, and this all happened before we blew everything up. Because what happened is, as we started teaching the apes to do certain tests and shit,
yes,
they started becoming smarter, and that's how they became more or less the way they are by the time you get to Planet of the Apes. Before, you know, we end up blowing everything up.
Yeah, but it's assuming the first one that we fucking had a great war because we fucking fight with each other all the time, and that's we
no,
wiped
that,
themselves
that,
out. And
no,
the next place, the next,
and that's
come
how
up,
the apes
fight.
Eventually rose up to
so that
take
would be the prequel
over.
About. It would just be a bunch of fucking human bickering.
No,
so we fight
according,
a war.
According to the premise of the this prequel is that it all deals with a geneticist who's gene manipulating and manipulates genes of another ape whose name also happens to be Caesar. And that ape's going to be played by the guy who fucking... It'll be a CGI'd ape, but once again, doing like they did in Lord of the Rings for Gollum. It's the same actor
mm-hmm.
who did Gollum, but then they're going to computerize an ape over him. Like they computerized Gollum over him. Yeah, dude, it's no recollection at all. Anyways, yeah, so that's the whole thing. And, all right, whatever. I had a point I was going to say. I know something else I was going to bring up, and I... don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, the whole Wikipedia thing and getting lost on stuff. I started doing other things, too. One of them was Mega Man.
The history of Mega Man?
Well, the history, but also the overall storyline. Mega Man actually has a very broad storyline, very intense, interesting. And I got to think to myself, you know, why don't they ever try and make a movie out of that?
Out of Mega Man?
I think it'd be, if you did it right and had nothing to do with the campy 1980s cartoon that they came out with to where Proto Man was a bad guy. Yeah, you stick to the storyline. I think it'd make a fairly successful movie.
I think it'd work. It'd be stupid.
Oh, no, I think, because the storyline's pretty cool.
I think the best thing you could do with that is just revamp the cartoon. Don't even mess with the movie. Just revamp the cartoon.
No, see, I think it'd be awesome as a movie. You know, not only does it have actually a really cool fucking storyline, But the special effects that you could put in there would be phenomenal.
How many people would you have in that?
Well, aside from the different people who play the fucking the robots,
you'd have all. You can't have.
You'd have also Dr. Light, fucking Dr. Wily, you know, other governmental people. There was actually a lot of behind the storyline itself. You see, you're thinking of just the gameplay of running from one side of the screen to the other, blowing up shit.
Yeah, that's how I think the movie's going to be. It's going to be running around back and forth.
Kind of. But no, there was actually a really extensive storyline to it. Of course, all dealing with Dr. Wily. But the way the whole thing even began is that Dr. Wily was creating robots to do, you know, menial tasks, make things easier. Dr. Wily then steals these robots and reprograms them for war to, you know, do his bidding, take over the world thing. And that's how you get things like Gutsman, who was a contract, you know, construction robot. Is it Cutterman or something like that? You know, barber dude, hence the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, before he even had, you know, Mega Man was Mega Man, he was just normal house robot, you know, designed to take care of shit around the house, and his name was Rock.
Mega Maid.
Yeah, pretty much. his name was Rock.
He dust, right?
Yeah, he dust. He dust. Actually, he did. But, Wily ended up turning him into a Uber combat robot, though. Or not Wily, Dr. Light turned him to Uber combat robot to fight Dr. Wily and his shit. I think ultimately it'd be cool, especially if, like, you did a couple of...
What do I got
them.
Lying around to help fight this guy?
Yeah.
Well, hire the maid. He's there fucking, like, sweeping and dusting and shit like that. He's like,
oh, they're also
put some guns on there.
They're also kind of... Yeah, well, they're also his, like, surrogate children, too, but... No, I think it'd be neat, especially if you did a couple of
lonely
them.
Man made fucking sex robots.
And that's
shit.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was Roll, and she was kind of cute and blonde thing.
You always gotta think it's creepy when you make a girl robot.
Yeah. Unless it's Lucy Liu, then, you know.
But, like, you know, think about Small Wonder.
I don't think I know that one.
You know the show Small Wonder? They make a daughter, it's a robot. She's fantastic. She's made plastic.
Oh, vaguely.
Well, creepy I think, guy fucking makes a girl robot.
I know. No, I think though
it's our daughter now. We already have a son,
yeah.
And you can have children.
Yeah. No, I think Mega Man would be a cool fucking movie, depending on how it was done. Especially if you did like one or two leading up to the Mega Man X series, which is where it'd really be cool.
I don't think it'll work.
I think you're
better off making a cartoon.
No. Just like I think the Legend of Zelda series would make a cool movie. If you didn't base it off any of the games, you make it its original story like they do with every game. It's its own original story. I think it'd be cool.
That would not go well with fans at all. You'd have so many splits in that.
What do you mean?
Well, the first thing you're saying is not base it off the first games.
No. I'm not saying base it off the first games.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
First games have nothing to do with each other. I say you do the movie the same way they do the games, and that's make it its own original story.
It won't work. They think it's a good idea. It won't work. It just things like that don't fucking work.
I know.
You get too much complaints for that.
You know how many people got pissed off because of IGN?
Four.
IGN. IGN. They released a Legend of Zelda movie trailer. Looked fucking cool. Until you put two and two together and realize it came out around April Fool's, and IGN every year does some big April Fool's gag. Yeah, it turned out the trailer was a thing that IGN created as an April Fool's thing. There was no real movie. Oh, so many people wrote and bitched them out for that because they got all excited. They were jazzed for it. Only to find out it was a fake. Because the trailer did look pretty cool. You can YouTube it, and it looks neat.
Yeah, that's good.
You haven't even seen it. Fuck you.
I'm not going to see it, so, yeah, go fuck yourself.
You know, I'll make you watch it.
Oh, yeah, you hold me down and put a fucking computer monitor in front of me.
I will. Because either the computer monitor or my asshole, you pick.
Your asshole plays YouTube videos?
No, but it does fart out a
Great Dixie line.
Farts out a line of dicks. That's what it farts out.
Well, no, I was just thinking that there's like so much when it comes to like the video games that they're making into movies now. There's so much of the great games that, you know, have such wonderful potential that they don't even touch, and the ones they have touched, they fuck up. Especially if Yui Bull gets his hands on them. Ooh, I hate that man. Fucks up like every video game movie he's ever touched.
Who?
Yui Bull.
Yui Bull. I don't know who the fuck that is. Or what he's fucked up. So what has he fucked up?
Blood Rain.
Didn't watch it.
Terrible movie.
I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah, you should be. The game itself was about a vampire who works for the U.S. and kills and fights Nazis. Cool. The movie is set in like fucking...
How do you get a job as a...
Medieval times.
How do you get a job like that?
You have to be a vampire.
And you can only come out at night.
I guess. Yeah, well...
And you somehow get a government job that works 9 to 5.
It's a top secret thing. You go out at night to sabotage and kill Nazis. What better life? Come on.
Wait, how did they pick you up?
I haven't played the game series. I couldn't tell you that part.
Like those details are in the game. If they are, that's cool.
Maybe. The premise of that is cool, but then he takes it and turns it into a fucking medieval horseback ridden fucking movie. It was horrible.
I don't fucking know. How do you fucking... When he's fucking out at night, he goes by the fucking, you know...
She
goes out at night and goes by the fucking Army Recruitment Office with that fucking Uncle Sam picture. It's like, I'm going to defend my country.
Well, it's either work for us or we kill you.
When did you get caught doing that? When did a government official, like the government came and found you and hired you?
Yes, the bitch sucked the wrong dick. I don't know.
It's like the blood off the wrong dick.
I don't know. I haven't played the games to know this.
We're going to hire you to kill people for us.
Well, that way she can legally go and get the food she needs.
Join us and get all the blood you want.
Yeah, otherwise we hunt you down and kill you for eating people.
And how long has she been alive? It's probably been alive a very long time and could have fucking done very well for herself up until that point and could have just easily told fuck you.
I couldn't tell you that.
Yeah, you can't.
I haven't played the games. I don't know the backstory.
You should have watched the movie. Maybe it actually helped.
No, because the movies had nothing to do with the fucking games. Another good one is that one with the fucking Jason Statham in The Name of the King.
Never seen that either. It's a game?
Yeah.
The game is called Name of the King?
No, it's, what is it?
Is that a PC game?
It's like a Forgotten Realms. So, yeah, it's based off of an actual, like, it's almost like a Dungeons & Dragons type thing.
A text-based game from the 80s?
No, I don't know. Like I said, it's like a Dungeons & Dragons thing,
like a
computer. It's a Forgotten Realm, something like that. I don't know. We'll end up getting emails about it. You know that. Maybe. Anyways.
Unless I delete this.
Yeah, I know.
We record with all the all their accurate information.
But, no, the point is, Yui Bull
sounds so fake.
Yui Bull has done a lot of fucking game movies, and every one of them has been shit. They've all been shit. So first off, to make a good video game movie, you need to find somebody other than Yui Bull. Case in point, right there, done. Like Silent Hill. Silent Hill was a good one.
I don't remember. I remember watching it, but I don't remember anything of it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was okay.
I personally like Doom. I liked that movie.
With The Rock.
Yeah, I know The Rock. I still thought the Four was worth the movie was good. I especially loved the whole 5-minute first person.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. That was pretty cool.
That was fucking awesome.
I didn't get a bootleg. It was in the video store, and they're playing it.
Oh, really?
As you're like, instead of the fucking the security monitor, it was fucking the movie playing.
Yeah. Well, they base the movie more off the third game than any of the others, because the other two movies, as far as you know, they're all demon spawns of hell. I guess I haven't finished the third game, but I guess you find out in the third game that, nah, it's actually not accurate. It's something else, and that's what they based the movie off of. But I still thought the movie was pretty decent.
You'll get more hate mail from that.
Probably.
Why do they keep making Resident Evils, though?
None of them are even, of people like them.
A lot of people go to them, but they're not very that good.
They're okay. The first one I didn't care for.
I didn't care for any of them. I'm always unsatisfied watching those movies.
I don't know. I think really the big satisfaction I got was finally...
Watching Mila.
Oh, there's that.
Naked in the first two?
Fuck, yeah. What better satisfaction?
Not naked in the third one, which is disappointing.
No, see, and that's where, like, my fan base part kicks in. Is a big satisfaction for me was in the third one when they finally fucking used the Tyrant. Finally. It's like, Jesus Christ. He's, like, one of the main antagonists in all the fucking movies, or video games. You fight a Tyrant in every one of them. Finally, they bring one out. About goddamn time. Now they're, starting with number four, they're going into the Los Plagas type thing. Haven't seen it yet. As far as I know, they still have the zombies in it, too, which, whatever. But now they're using the Los Plagas as well, so.
So that's what the fourth game?
Yeah, it started with the fourth one. The other thing that really pissed me off is they could have made the movies based more off the game.
They could have did each one, the first two games, then Code Red, and then...
Yeah, you know, they could have done something like that. But instead, they decided, well, let's start and try and make it somewhat original based off a video game, and then from there on, just start taking snippets and characters from the games and throwing them in.
Does Claire fight the Nemesis? No, I mean,
no.
Jill fight the Nemesis in the games?
Yeah, in the third one, she fights the Nemesis. Which, the Nemesis is also a tyrant, technically.
That was a two-part game, right?
No, that was a
two-disc game, wasn't it?
That was a one-disc. The two-disc one was Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, where you play two different people.
Yeah, you.
I like that version because you get a view of why this happened in your version.
Well, no, that's okay. In the original Resident Evil, you could do that too. You can play as Chris or Jill. But what I liked about Resident Evil 2 is that if, say, you play as Leon and you beat the game, then you use that saved data after beating the game and load up Claire's, and you get to see her alternate path, and vice versa. If you start with Claire, then you see Leon's alternate path. And they both have their own little alternate side story, which was neat. And, you know, continues the story a bit. And you end up fighting two different tyrants in that one.
I had a PS3, I guess. I play them again. I still have them. I still have almost all the Resident Evils. Still. I don't have the fourth one, I think.
Well, that's PS2 or...
Yeah, but you can backtrack. You can, you know, the thing about PS3, you can play the old ones on the new system.
You can play
PS3. If you have an older PS3, you can't.
No.
Yeah, you can't.
Apparently, from what I found out about is when it came to the PS3, only so many were...
Certain games were.
It's not that. They can all play PS1 games and PS3 games. Some of them, well, not all. Some of them do PS1 and PS3. Some of them do PS2 and PS3. And then they released, like, only a certain amount that plays all three generations.
Mm-hmm. And you can hack it now. Some guy hacked it. He's getting sued.
Really?
He put it online. He found out how to hack it to put emulators and all kinds of shit on there. I think his hack, though, made it so you couldn't play burned games. But you could put other content in that fucking system.
Uh-huh.
And now fucking PlayStation is filing suit against him. Yeah.
I don't know if that's really going to work out for them.
No, it's not, because they think that... Because if they passed the law that you could jailbreak your phone.
Yeah.
But it's only for phones. That's what that is written as.
Well, yes and no, because here's the thing. When the judge,
a mobile device, that's what they
said. No, when the judge did his ruling on that, though, his reasoning for that was that when a person buys the item, they own it. It is theirs to do with what they want. And so I think the same thing will follow suit when it comes to PS3.
They'll just start doing it with fucking Xbox 360s. Once they find out you're hacked, they fucking will just reject you from the system. You can do what you want. We just can't. We don't have to allow you in our fucking network.
Well, I don't know if so much PS3 is going to do it, because with Microsoft, with the Xbox Live, that one is it's a paid fucking server to join thing. And Microsoft actually can remotely turn on your Xbox and scan it.
I know that, like, mine turns on sometimes, that's why.
Yeah, because they are remotely scanning it, which is fucked up. As far as I know, the PlayStation doesn't do that.
At first, I thought it was my pets, like my cats will be playing next to it and turn on, which can happen too, and it has happened, but
yeah,
sometimes they're not around, and like they'll say, like, your PlayStation's been on all day. It's like, I mean, your 360's been all day. It's like, what?
Yeah, no, the first time I ever heard about this was my buddy told me about it, how... you know, one night he happened to wake up to find that all of a sudden, bam, his Xbox turned on for, you know, X amount of minutes. And he's like, what the hell? And then it eventually shut itself off again. And he found out after doing research that, yeah,
Microsoft remotely scans your Xbox to see if there's any content on there that you need to be banned for.
They said that with the Kinect, too. The Kinect can turn itself on and look around.
Well, because the Kinect is hooked to your Xbox. Yeah. And, yeah, that's one of the biggest worries that people had when the Kinect was coming out.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, Microsoft can access and look at you through your house and see the whole layout. And if they can do it, then what about other people hacking in to do it to eventually case a joint?
It'd be like just easy as hacking your fucking webcam and shit like that.
Yeah.
They had to. Well, Apple could do that because when that guy first lost his prototype fucking Apple 4, Apple iPhone 4, they bricked it. Well, after they found out, like, I lost it drunk at a bar.
Yeah.
The guy had it for a day, it worked, and then after the next day, it was fucking dead.
Oh, you know, speaking of, like, Kinect and everything, these game systems with cameras on it, you know that school kids are now using their gaming systems for sex and hookups and shit?
That's the same thing as a chat or chat roulette and shit like that. It's almost like a sex chat.
No, exactly. But see, yeah, I guess now the new thing is that they're using their gaming consoles to do it now that gaming consoles have all the whole webcam things too. And yeah, I guess a bunch of these kids have fucking been discovered, you know, doing strip teases and fucking internet sex with their gaming consoles. Yeah, I heard that. I was like, right, you're
just
what?
More people for the internet to see.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's bad enough with chat roulette when you go on and, you know, you're legitimately want to chat with people around the world. Instead, all you get is a bunch of guys stroking their cocks. Well, but now, you know, you got all these little kids fucking doing shit with their Wii's and 360s and everything. It's like, fucking hell, what's the world coming to?
I wonder what those chats are. I only get a bunch of guys with dicks. I don't mind the kids. Hot girls fucking, like, getting naked.
Yeah, I heard that. I was
people
like,
playing with their Wii's.
Yeah, literally playing with their Wii. Their weenie.
I think we got that. Yeah. I know before you had to say that. Oh, you mean weenie. I get it now.
Now I just feel inclined to make a nunchuck reference.
A nunchuck reference? What the hell is
that? It's the remote for the Wii.
Yeah, and?
Stroking their nunchuck.
How's that even dirty, stroking your nunchuck? I don't see the metaphor, and I'm sorry.
Nutchuck.
Oh, your nutchuck.
Your nutchuck.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Not stroking my nutchuck.
You're trying to make it upchuck.
You're swallowing my nutchuck.
Your nutchuck.
Chuck. It's about a it's about the size of a truck, though. So. I mean, what time it is? I remember I told you earlier I forgot to put the timer on.
Yeah, you were only peeing for like a minute.
It's got pilgrim time. I'm trying to beat that record. It's about 4 now.
It's probably about time.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this has just been our first show of Ripped in Half with Jason and Steve.
Our 3 hours are up.
Yeah. We promise you our future shows will be better.
In the basement of the first show. Then I don't think they'll come back.
Please. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.